Ellen.
Ellen. I danced with her, and I actually started dancing with her when I was going to UBC. She got to teach a gym class, and the gym class was a dance class, and she started us dancing. And then after I graduated and went on with my life, she was continuing on. She had a thing on down on Seymour Street in a studio, and I would go down there and every once a week, I guess, and join them all, and we would do exercises, and then we would dance. And then later on, if she needed dancers for something, I remember doing something in the art gallery once, you know, that I'd get a phone call, and I'd turn up, and I would do what I was told. Yeah, so actually I danced with her for 6 years or something like that. It was a fairly long time. She was a major influence with a whole group of girls, Judy Copperthorne and Maxine Gadd are the two I remember, but there were a bunch of us, and some of them remind me that they were part of that group, but I, you know, because I didn't keep up contact with them, I didn't remember so much. And we would actually go to dances as a group and carry on with this, with our abstract dancing, you know, as a group until at a certain point, it tipped again. It used to be we could do this because everyone was sort of dancing around. And then we got at this dance one day and everyone was in couples. And so, you know, we actually did something and some people joined us, but then we realized it was over. You know, they'd gone back to slow dancing.
So what kind of dances were these and where were they? Like, would they be at clubs?
Yeah. Yeah. There was one on Davy Street. There was one on 4th Avenue. There was... they were just in various places. Yeah, they were, and I can't even remember their names, but they had, you know, they were very, yeah. But Helen actually was a great influence on a lot of young women, or my age women, when it was quite a tragedy, actually, mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. she decided that she didn't want to carry on. And, you know, like, and I guess a lot, and none of us really sort of recognized it because we just sort of looked up to her. We just sort of saw her as the goddess. And actually, that was very shocking, you know, that to see that she had had problems that none of us knew about, and, you know, none of us were reached out or nothing, you know. There was no, you know, like we all appreciated what she did for us, but we never, I felt badly that we weren't able to reach back. You know, she, you know, influenced us and we weren't, you know, and off she went.
Oh, here you are. I think you're in this. Is this you? Yes, this is you. Dancing with Helen.
All right, so was this at the Art Gallery? Yeah, this is the one where I turned up. I had no
electrical
idea.
Electrical Connection.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I remember that name now.
You were saying?
I just turned up and did what I was told.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Oh, so Helen would have called you and...
Somebody called me and said, "We need bodies." So I said, "Okay. Here I am. I'm in town this week." So I was still out of town, basically. Oh, and I remember her, too, but I've seen her recently. God.
Her name is Rita.
Well, there you go. Like I said, that we were just bodies, you know, or I turned up as a body, you see, but a body who was given instructions to be at a at a certain point, attracted to the other dancers. We were dancing on a grid, and so we moved on this grid, and we were told at certain points we were repelled by everything, we were repelled by the other person. Maybe there was a bell that changed it. I think maybe there was a bell that changed it, and we were repelled by the people in front of us, or we were attracted to the people in front of us, and this bell would say which it would be, you know, so that was a, you know, we were just the bodies. She was the inventor of these instructions. Anyway, there. Oh. That's just. I'm hoping that someone will actually remember what the real instructions were.
What was
I'm
it?
Just guessing.
You had an idea. You had an inkling of what it was, but.
Oh, we were electricity. We were being atoms, repelled and attracted to each other. Yeah, I think.